Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shuley. Just wanted to mention that tomorrow, Rich Sheehan and I will be broadcasting together. Wednesday, Kurt Wilson will be joining me for 2 hours. Kurt Wilson, the armchair survivalist. Then Thursday, Kathy will be interviewing me for either 1 or 2 hours starting at 9 o'clock. She may be able to stay for 2 hours. And that would be wonderful if she can, but if she can't, I'll continue with tips from the book. But she wants to ask me about appliance repairs. And I can tell you with absolute certainty that you can, if you have an agitator washing machine, you can buy all of the spare parts that I think you might need for about $30 to keep that thing running. And then Friday, Bert's going to be with us for hour number two, and I think he's going to be interviewing me about home wiring and continuing that discussion. Dr. Shuley, I have a request from one of our class to ask you about TMJ, which is, I'm describing the jaw problem where it's really tough to chew. Your jaw seems to not want to work properly. Do you have a suggestion?
Yeah, this is from spasms, of course, in the jaw muscles. And there is an EMG biofeedback technique. It's a little complex, but actually, autogenic training alone, if you really will do it, 18 minutes twice a day, can markedly reduce TMJ.
Okay. Well, I have a feeling that this student will absolutely do that, and I will point the student directly toward your website, and that is normshuley.com. And Dr. Shuley, how would you recommend they find the section about autogenic training on your website?
Well, it should come up pretty automatically. If he signs up for my newsletter, he can download Autogenic Focus at no charge.
Okay, so class, you can go to normshuley.com, sign up for the free newsletter, and you get it multiple times a week, and you'll be able to download for free Autogenic Focus, which is the autogenic training. So there you have it. Okay, Dr. Shuley, iodine.
It is essential not just for the thyroid, but for energy. Actually, you need a little bit of iodine in every cell in your body. 150 micrograms, 1.5 milligrams a day is the average adult dose that's necessary. Now, you can get that in a liquid. It's liquid iodine, or you can get it once a week taking one tablet only of iodoral, I-O-D-O-R-A-L.
Okay, that's 1.5 milligrams of iodine per day. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, is all iodine the same? And the reason I'm asking, you can go to the farm supply store or order it online, and that you know we have iodine spray for our cows. Like if they get their leg banged up or cut, we have a sprayer that can reach several feet so we don't get kicked when they realize how much it burns. But we can we can spray them, and we can buy it in 8 ounces. We can buy it in quarts, 16 ounces. And you can buy iodine, obviously, in these little dropper bottles that might be an ounce or two. Is all iodine the same, or are there different qualities?
Well,
or is it,
right. Now, the liquid iodine, the brown liquid that you get, that used as a local anesthetic or, I mean, a local disinfectant, whatever, is not what you drink. You don't, under any circumstance, drink that or take it in orally. You can paint it on the skin, and there's a test. You paint about an inch square or around bit on your abdomen so where you can see it. And if it goes away in less than 24 hours, you are deficient in iodine. That's a test for iodine deficiency. But to take it orally, you need one that you get really from a health food store or a pharmacy.
Okay. So I guess what we're saying is there. Well, for sure, you're saying that there's a difference between the external and internal use of iodine and the way it's manufactured. But are there different concentrations of iodine as well?
Oh yes, of course. Again, even in the liquid, the one I used many years ago in my research was called liquid iodine by a company out of Dallas, but it was, you know, 150 micrograms required 20 drops, but different strokes for different folks. Other companies might make a different concentration. And the iodorol contains 12 milligrams, and I take that once a week. It's just my preference. It's a lot easier than doing the liquid.
Mm-hmm. Can a person overdose on iodine?
Absolutely. Way back, as early as the 1940s, we were recommended to keep in our house a certain kind of iodine to take in case of a nuclear explosion, because nuclear explosions could make radioactive iodine, which could actually destroy your thyroid gland. In that case, you would take a big dose of iodine to keep from taking up the radioactive iodine.
Okay, so what would you suggest that a person not consume more than? Is there such a number?
Yeah. Not more than 12 milligrams a week.
Okay. And what would the symptoms be if someone did, let's say, take 20 by accident?
Well, you might not notice anything for a week to a month. But then you could notice increasing fatigue because the thyroid had been destroyed.
Hmm.
Are blocked, really.
Okay. All right. So should, well, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. There are countries that are on hair triggers right now and have been during the Cold War as well. Do you recommend that we have on hand, should there be a nuclear blast or attack, iodine
yes.
at the ready?
Absolutely. I mean, right. Basically, you could just take two or three iodorol in a row one day. That would be the easy way to get it.
Okay. So would that be roughly 36
milligrams? Yeah.
In one day? And just take it for one day?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got, in case of attack, nuclear attack, 36 milligrams once for one day. Okay. All right. Potassium. What is the significance of having the right balance of potassium in our diets?
Well, it is one of the absolute essential minerals, and it has to do with all kinds of cell function, but particularly important for the heart and the rhythm of the heart, for instance, and muscle contraction. You get it, of course, mostly out of green leafy vegetables, but many people are deficient in that. And I like, as a supplement, potassium gluconate, G-L-U-C-O-N-A-T-E. And just, even though I'm getting more than enough vegetables, I take a rounded teaspoon of gluconate, potassium gluconate every morning.
One rounded TSP. Okay. And I was looking at the internet over the weekend, and I just typed in potassium supplements, And I was reading the labels on the images on my screen. And one of them, you know, was a potassium supplement. And it said that it had 2% of the recommended daily allowance. That would mean that you'd have to take 50 capsules.
That's a waste of money, time, and energy.
Right, right. And that's why I asked the question about, you know, how do we get it? Now, are you saying that, like, spinach would be a good way to go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And
even
kale?
Lettuce has some. Asparagus.
Okay. All right.
Broccoli.
And, okay. And what about the balance with other supplements? Should we be paying attention to the quantity of potassium compared with other supplements?
Well, I mean, they do go together, but in general, if you get your minimum of 5 and preferably 8 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day, those basics will be taken care of.
I just have this feeling, Dr. Shealy, that, you know, with the new lifestyle that we are all enjoying, not going out as much, not going to the stores as much, you know, all of these precautions that people are taking and the supply chain disruptions, that people just flat out aren't getting those 5 servings of fruits and vegetables per day. I just believe that is the case. I can't prove it, but I have a feeling that people are eating more what I would call extruded food, what you refer to as in the center of the supermarket, you know, not along the outside, but along, you know, boxes and jars and bags and tubes and, you know, of food or alleged food. I just don't think that we're having those 5 servings of fruits and nuts and vegetables per day that you'd like us to have. Do you think that's true? Okay. Are you hearing that in your discussions with those who are asking for your medical help?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So it's getting, in terms of intake of nutrition, would you say that it's not as good as it was a year or two ago?
I can't tell you about it now versus 1 or 2 years, but it's been bad for the last 20 or 30 years.
Okay. All right, so if we have a choice of, if we have good soil, as you do and we do here, and of course the Garden State, if you could find some virgin soil, that would be really, really good. if you could find good soil, how would you contrast the nutritional difference between growing your own garden, which you should be thinking about starting now class for the summer, the growing season, how would you contrast the quality of nutrition growing your own, we'll talk about your gardening, tomatoes and peppers and lettuces and those kinds of things, carrots and radishes, compared to buying them? Is there a difference, a noticeable difference in terms of nutrition?
I would say anywhere from 50 to 100% better.
Okay. All right, so class, so you just heard Dr. Shealy say, start your garden. Start your garden, grow your garden. That's what
I've ordered all of my seeds already.
Okay. And do you have a recommendation for the seeds that you would suggest people buy right now? I'm going to write this down if you have one.
Well, I like I'll wait till after.
Okay, so we're going to go into a break. Class, this will give you plenty of time to get that paper, pen, and pencil. To write down the seeds that you should be getting now before the mad dash, because people are staying home and they might start thinking about this in a month or two. You can get the jump on them and make sure you get yours. We're going to be talking about what seeds to order right now. We'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, we were talking about what seeds to order for our garden this growing season that's coming as soon as the weather breaks. What would you recommend that we buy?
Well, lettuce, broccoli, Chinese cabbage, spinach, asparagus, kale, and there are many different varieties of each of those, Brussels sprouts, and okra is one of my favorites as well, bell peppers, eggplant, and green beans, and of course there are lima beans, and then of course peas of various kinds, from the fine kind to the very low plant types, and then cucumbers. And I always plant at least one type of cantaloupe. I don't plant, and vegetable spaghetti. There are many, many others, but that's the top of my list.
Okay, how about tomatoes?
Well, I do plant tomatoes. Most of the time I grow my own from seeds, but sometimes I just buy them at a seed store, you know, where they have the early plants already ready. I like Jetstar, for instance.
Okay. When you plant your seeds, the ones that you start, you start some inside in some kind of a container.
Yes. You know, I have a little planner of, I think, 72 or so different ones, and I can plant rows of different things, and it has a plastic cover over it, and I grow it in my little greenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how ahead of, how many weeks or so do you start these plants before expecting to take them outside after the last frost?
Early to mid-February.
Early to mid-February. Okay. There you go, class. So we are in Missouri, and what I heard Dr. Shuley say, I was writing as fast as I could, so I might have missed a few, but lettuce, broccoli, Chinese cabbage, asparagus, kale, Brussels sprouts, okra, bell peppers, eggplant, green beans, lima beans, peas, cucumbers, cantaloupe, tomatoes, and what I didn't hear was watermelon. Do you plant watermelon, Dr. Shuley?
I do not. It isn't that I don't like watermelon, but for a person living alone, it's a lot of work for what I can do with it. I can eat a cantaloupe, but I can't eat a whole watermelon.
Well, let me ask you. And I noticed you did not say corn. We've had just terrible success with corn, or great failure with corn. Do you plant corn? You
know, I used to. Used to like corn on the cob, but I honestly, I don't grow corn anymore.
Okay. All right. I had a question about watermelon. So watermelon is a diuretic, right? I mean, it will keep you, if you eat enough of it fast enough, it'll keep you really close to the bathroom. You'll be peeing like crazy. Now, that being the case, if someone overdoes it with watermelon, can they flush their system of minerals? Is that something we should be cautious
about? It's certainly
cautious
possible, but I mean, I think you'd get diarrhea actually by the time you got to the stage where it was that bad.
Okay. And, Dr. Shuley, you know, some people have noticed there's a relationship between, let's say they get really sick, and I'm just talking about some common malady where they have a massive kind of a cold, and at the very end of that, let's say 3 or 4 or 5 days later, they have a bout of diarrhea. Is that bout of diarrhea a signal that that's the, you know, the big flush of getting these toxins out, or is it something different?
Well, it could be both. It could be, you know, toxicity from the things that are being eliminated, or irritation of the intestine itself. But as long as it was just, you know, one day or a couple of movements, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. When we come back, Dr. Shuley, there's a guy that I know you're a big fan of his, and he has become the largest owner of farmland in the United States.
One of the most evil persons on the face of the earth.
Well, he sure looks like it, doesn't he? He has that facial, all those facial features.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese officials said Monday that their gross domestic product expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down economic activity. In April, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open their wallets. After big tech censoring of President Trump and other conservatives in recent months, State Representative Tom Kading in North Dakota introduced a bill that would put social media giants like Twitter and Facebook in legal trouble for restricting political posts in North Dakota. No word on when the measure would be voted on. The winner at the Sony Open in Honolulu, Hawaii, belonged to Kevin Na. He won for the fourth time in a row. Na was three shots behind with six holes to play for a one-shot victory with a birdie on the final hole. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Some awesome divisional playoffs in the National Football League over the weekend have revealed who's moving on and the guys that get to watch the remainder of the 2020 season from the couch. On Saturday, the Packers beat the Rams 32-18. The Bills knocked out the Ravens 17-3. On Sunday, the Chiefs beat the Browns 22-17. And finally, the Breeze versus Brady showdown has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers moving on with the win over the Saints 30-20. Drew Breeze after the game.
There are obviously so many incredible memories, so many incredible relationships that have come as a result of playing this game, and then you find out so much about yourself, and you have to fight through so much, you know, when you play this game. And I say this season probably had to fight through more than I've ever had to in any other season in my career, from injury to all the COVID stuff to just crazy circumstances, and it was worth every moment of it. Absolutely.
Tom Brady after the game.
Yeah, just so proud of our, you know, everyone, the whole organization, you know, our coaches have put in so much work and effort getting us this point and preparing us every day and just done an amazing job. And, you know, guys really come together. It's a really unique team and we have great chemistry. We have fun at practice and we work really hard to get this point, just like the other three teams remaining. So it's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but... You know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why?
Today,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds
during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. His telephone number at his clinic in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone, is 417-351-5221. And I know you all took copious notes of the sports update at the bottom of the hour. And for those of you who weren't able to write it down fast enough, what they said was they have a great team, they have fun at practice, and we're going to have to play our very best. So make sure you've got that down and for posterity. And that was today's bottom of the hour sports update. Dr. Shealy, I can't believe we're wasting radio time on such frivolity. Dr. Shealy, I'm looking at Best Buy right now. And for only $99.99, you and I and the class can get a subscription to Microsoft's 365. It's kind of like an office. And so when in the good old days when you thought that you could buy a program or a series of programs or an application like Microsoft Office, and you could load it on your computer and it would work until, you know, you either lost your hard drive or decided to just give up on it. It's new now. So now you don't really own it. You just kind of rent it. And for $100, you can rent it for 12 months, at which time if you stop paying the rent on it, they have an auto-renew program, so it'll just keep you plugged in by just renewing your subscription and charging your account, if you will, maybe your credit card account, keep charging you for it, so it'll keep that thing operating. That guy who wants you to be tethered to Microsoft forever by renting you something that you used to be able to buy, he is the guy who said that the future is no private property. No private property is in our future, according to the wealthy Bill Gates. And at the same time he's saying that, he has bought about 269,000 acres in the United States. So
most
fortunately
evil
for
man
us,
in is the face of the earth, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Bill Gates.
No disagreement.
Should
no disagreement. He's the guy.
Square.
Yeah, he's the guy that says, there are too many people on the planet, and we need to have vaccinations. And of course, those are mutually exclusive statements, right? So vaccinations, you would believe, would lengthen someone's life, assuming that they actually did what we, the villagers, might believe a vaccine would do. But many people believe that they are deadly, and we talked about that earlier in hour number one of this broadcast. So if you live in any of the following states, you are in the company of Bill Gates' property. Now, that would be Washington State for 16,000 acres, Idaho for 9,000, California for 4,500 acres, Arizona, he seems to like that a lot, 26,000 acres. Now, I'm rounding. Wyoming, he doesn't like so much, roughly 975 acres. Colorado, 2,300 acres. New Mexico, he really doesn't like that all that much at all because he only has 1 acre there. Nebraska, 21,000 acres. Wisconsin, 1,200 acres. Iowa, 552 acres. Illinois, 18,000 acres. Arkansas, 48,000 acres. Louisiana, 69,000 acres. Mississippi, 17,000 acres. Florida, 15,000. North Carolina, 874. Indiana, 9,136. Ohio, 9,000 acres. Kathy, so you are a neighbor of Bill Gates. And Michigan, 2,200 acres. And I think I mentioned Wisconsin, but if I didn't, 1,188 acres. Now, he does not have property in Missouri. And
good.
That's a good thing. Yeah. So here's a guy who's saying private property, the future is no private property, and he's buying up farmland like it's going out of style, and he has the most farmland of any individual owner in the United States of America. So the word to the wise is you can listen to what Bill Gates says, but you probably ought to think the opposite. Okay? So we have been saying, Dr. Shealy, Gwyneth, Rich, I, and a whole bunch of other instructors here at USA Prepares have been saying, you ought to buy a farm. If you can pull it off, you ought to buy a farm. And, you know, my lineage, well, when my grandparents came from Italy, they were, I guess, farmers, and then skipped a generation with my parents and then back to me and Mrs. Finelli, where we fired up a farm. But were we trained in being farmers? Absolutely not. Did we learn it ourselves? Yes. And I have a feeling that Dr. Shealy learned how to be a farmer as well. Is that right?
Oh, of course. Now, I grew up living on a farm for a good deal of my childhood, but certainly in adulthood, I chose it and have continued.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Shealy, let me ask you this. If you had the opportunity to do it all over again, knowing everything that you have learned in your entire life, would you recommend for yourself a different lifestyle? Would you be an apartment dweller? Would you buy a condo? Would you move to the suburbs? Would you still be a farmer? What would you do, Dr. Shealy?
I would be a farmer. I would like to live, you know, I would not like to live even in the little city of Pleasant Hope, which is only 614 people. I like my farmland, and I like my privacy.
I have to agree with you. And one thing that being a farmer does, generally speaking, farmers are not known as being the wealthiest. I mean, there are, you know, people in Wall Street who live in little apartments who have much more in terms of U.S. denominated digits than most farmers have. But what farmers have is distance from their neighbors. Just by the fact of having a farm, if you have a farm, you have land, and the land puts you at a distance with your neighbors. And that's kind of a good thing. Now, it's not like we don't like our neighbors. You know, we have some great neighbors, but you know, they don't bother us, and we don't bother them. If they're in trouble, we help them. If we're in trouble, they help us. But they're not hanging around, you know, looking for stuff from us. It's a great relationship, and I suggest that you consider what Dr. Shealy just mentioned, and that's the way we live, and we chose this lifestyle. That's not the easiest. I mean, you know, our driveway is long enough to have potholes that can swallow a small child. and if we don't like that, we have to go fill them up. And if we want to fill them up with a shovel, that's the hard way. If we want to fill them up with a backhoe, that's a lot easier, but then you've got to have a backhoe, and you have to maintain it. So there's a whole bunch that goes with being a farmer. But it's a lifestyle that I would not want to trade for the lifestyle of being, in suburbia, urbanville, or an apartment. I really like the idea of having a farm. And you know what? There are people who our farm is probably valued at the same price as some houses, just houses, you know, with an acre or two. And to me, that's absolutely crazy. Now, they have manicured lawns and no weeds, and we have lots of weeds. And not manicured, but we can't manicure it because it's too big, right, Dr. Shealy? It's difficult to have a manicure.
Yours is centrifuged, if you will, or mowed by the cows.
Absolutely. And the proof of it is there are little brown piles everywhere of used grass. Dr. Shealy, glucosamine and chondroitin. I've been taking that for years. What are your thoughts about glucosamine and chondroitin as a supplement for joints?
It's useful. No question about it. It can be very useful indeed. My favorite is one. Now products make one called joint support powder. Mm-hmm. And for people with joint trouble, I do recommend it.
Okay. Is there a difference between... The one that I have been taking is it's manufactured by a company called Schiff, S-C-H-I-F-F, and 1,500 milligrams of glucosamine plus MSM 1,000, I'm sorry, yeah, 1,500 milligrams of glucosamine plus 1,500 milligrams of MSM. Now, I've tried the generics, and they don't seem to work so well. And what I found is for joint pain, I can take it in the morning, and I won't have joint pain in, you know, the rest of the day. I've tried the others, you know, the house brands, and they don't work, at least for me. Is the joint powder that you're talking about, does it have more content different content?
I would have to look at it. It's been years since I've actually looked it up. My mother, who lived to be 97, took it for at least the last 15 years of her life, and it helped her immensely.
Okay. Did she have, like, joint pain? Is that what it was? Okay. That's what I have. For me, it fixes it. It's like I don't have it if I, you know, remember to take glucosamine and chondroitin. Is there a catalytic type effect of taking glucosamine and chondroitin with, let's say, animal gelatin?
Well, I like gelatin. To me, it's one of my favorite sources of protein. It's not quite as complete a protein as meat, but it does have stuff that your joints and connective tissue like. I use a tablespoon or two of beef gelatin every day.
Now, I'm just putting pieces together, connecting some dots. We talked about how you boil up some chicken for your dogs. Now, that means to me that they are getting gelatin in their diet from the boiling of pieces of chicken that you buy, you know, 10 pounds at a time. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that it's necessary for your dogs as well?
Well, it's good for them, yes.
Okay. Our dogs have trained us that they like scrambled eggs. So when the puppies are in the kitchen, and they're almost a year old now, if I'm making breakfast, you know, the shepherds I didn't realize it. I thought we had a Terrier 57. The veterinarian said, yeah, you've got a Terrier 57, meaning a mutt. And what we found out was we don't have a mutt. So this puppy kind of was frozen and was very, very tiny. And it's not a Terrier 57, although it looks like a Terrier, about 35 pounds. She is what's called a Mountain Cur, C-U-R. And it explains a lot of her defects. Number one, she's very loyal, which is wonderful. She barks a lot, which is great. But she is paying attention 100% of the time. She idles at 120 miles an hour. She's a hunter. They say she's trainable, but I'm not quite so sure about that part. But have you ever experienced a mountain cur, Dr. Shealy? These things have four-wheel drive, and it's engaged all the time. I mean, they can outrun our shepherds. And we can let this gal out with one of our shepherds. She'll outrun the shepherd. Then we let the other shepherd out, and she'll outrun that one next. So it's amazing. But anyway, they've trained me in scrambled eggs, making scrambled eggs every day. We'll be right back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor. And Dr. Shealy, is there anything that you wanted to share with the class before we end today?
Okay, keep going.
Okay. Have you heard some or read some of these derogatory names that have been used to describe the president and vice president select? Have you heard some of these?
Of course.
Yeah.
I agree with
my
most
wife.
Of them.
So I said to Mrs. Finelli, I said, Mrs. Finelli, what is your thought about some of these names? Like, for example, heels up. You know, in the military they might say wheels up, or in the airplane transportation industry they might say wheels up with a W, meaning, you know, lift off. They call her Heels Up Harris. And there's another name, pretty terrible, Joe and the Ho. Now, I don't think that's very polite, because I was taught that it's the...
that comes with supportive evidence about the last part of it, but that's not my business.
Right. Well, I don't think it's very polite, because I was taught that the woman's name should go first. So it should be...
So it should be Ho and Joe.
I couldn't have said it better. But, you know, we have reached a terrible, terrible point. We have to be, in the United States, have to be the intergalactic disgrace. And I believe that it is because of the failure of the representatives who have been elected or selected to represent us, and they haven't done it. So because of that, you know, you're hearing names like this. And I don't ever remember such a division in the 68 years I've been walking around. Dr. Shuley, of anything like this, the lockdown of Washington, D.C., the one-third of the governors across the 50 United States calling for the National Guard to protect the state capitals from the villagers. I've never heard this before, never seen it, never read it. This is brand new. Dr. Shuley,
it's got to be at least as bad as it was in 1859 and 60.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And we're talking about the War of Northern Aggression, also known as the War Between the States, also known as the First American Civil War. So, Dr. Shuley, I was reading this article, and normally I just don't talk about articles on the air, but I was reading this article about the people, and they say they were rioting in Washington, D.C. I'm not so sure it was a riot. I think some people got a little out of control and pushed their way into the Capitol and did a little smashing, slashing, crashing, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't think it was a full-scale riot. But I think it was probably a pretty angry show of exasperation with the people who are telling us what to do. Well, during World War II, in France, there was the French Resistance. And the French Resistance were as a collection of people in the villages mostly, and they were called the underground. Now, these were all kinds of people. There were lawyers, if you will. They were nuns. They were Catholics. They were Muslims, liberals, Jews, nationalists. There were all kinds of people. Academic types, doctors, they were in little loose groups known as the French underground. And what they did was they were disrupting the Nazi occupation of their country, France. This is 1940 through 1945, roughly. And they were just wreaking havoc with the Nazis. And they were very quiet about who they were. They didn't advertise. They didn't say, look at me, you know, I'm in the French underground. And I think they might have reached several hundred thousand in the French underground by the end of World War II. Now, we're talking 80 years ago. Well, let's contrast that with the GDP of today. Well, these people who went to Washington were just so impressed with themselves. Technology helped them, and they were taking images, snapping selfies, if you will, of themselves and posting them on the Internet. The FBI now has 140,000 images of these morons. Can you imagine that? Look at me. I'm at Washington. I'm disrupting. I'm causing all kinds of problems. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. That's what they did. So the roundup has started. And then there's a radio station, a radio network, and I mentioned this before, and they were on their website saying, hey, you need a ride to Washington? Just sign up. So just put this in perspective, class. You've got people going to a website saying, hey, I need a ride to Washington. Can I ride with you? Somebody you don't know, some website you have no idea where it's going, and you take your phone, which tracks you, and you take pictures of yourself. It's like the dumbest collection of possibilities I can think of. Any quick comments, Dr. Shuley?
Agree.
So, class, you're watching America getting stupider and dumber by the second. So think about it. We've taught all these things, how you're being tracked with the stingray, you know, this cell phone look-alike, and people saying, my cell phone's not working, I wonder why. Don't go to Washington. Don't participate in this class. It's nuts. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Have a good one.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's
all right.
You want to use 20.
Hey, thanks so much.
Hand sanitizer. You can trust.
I'll see you tomorrow. Rich Sheeman will be with us. And then Wednesday, Kurt Wilson will be with us. So Gwyneth will be recuperating.
Employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.